This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, progress, sports, and so much more of the Fort Smith region. How are you today?
I'm doing well this morning. I just came back off the hill last night and made it back and able to get this nice story posted about XNA's new facility.
I saw you. Yesterday was kind of the preview open house for the new terminal that actually opens on September 1st. I saw you with all your equipment, didn't have a chance to talk to you. What's your impression of the new terminal?
Well, I was going to ask you the same thing. It's very nice. It's not what I was expecting. It's not your, at least in my view, I'm not a world traveler, though, but it's not the typical concourse, but very nice, and I agree. I was afraid I was being oversold a little bit, Kyle. You know, I talked to Kelly Johnson and other folks, and they just went on and on about how nice it was, and I was afraid we were being oversold, but I think it is nice.
And it's much bigger than the terminal space XNA has now.
Oh, yes. I don't know. What did you think of the rockers in the middle and that sitting area?
Well, they are rocking chairs, and it appears that what you sit on, material from seatbelts.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think any place with rocking chairs is better than a place without rocking chairs.
Exactly. I was with someone, and I said, you know, this makes me feel, I think this is where I'm going to come retire. Isn't that where you just stood on a front porch in a rocking chair?
Well, you could sit, and from those rocking chairs, you can see planes land and take off. So is there any, does this register with people in Fort Smith at all?
Yes, it does. And it's, I know there are probably people in Fort Smith wondering, you know, why in the hell is the CityWire up covering this XNA event? Well, first of all, it's a $20 million infrastructure project in the state of Arkansas. So number one, that's important. But number two, and I had a story a few days back or maybe last week about the regional connection, the multi-regional connection maybe that this causes. You know, there's no secret that people from the Fort Smith area fly out of XNA. And yesterday I visited with several Northwest Arkansas business people who use Fort Smith also, you know, especially those who live in Washington County. You know, we have to remember 45 minutes. If you live in Dallas or St. Louis or Atlanta, you know, 45 minutes is just getting across town.
Right.
So yes, it you know, a lot of people fly out of Fort Smith. They use that. They're interested in that. But I think in the last couple of years, Kyle, we've seen more of the two regions working together. For example, Matt Pitch, who's the head of the Regional Intermodal Transportation Authority here in the region in Sebastian and Crawford County, spoke yesterday to the Transportation Committee of the Fayetteville Chamber because they're excited about the possibility of working together both on rail and river connections. I know that the Fort Smith area folks were up to support the Bella Vista Bypass Project in a few weeks or a few months. I think a lot of Northwest Arkansas folks are going to come down to be somewhat of a transportation meeting in the Fort Smith area at Chaffee Crossing with the new head of the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department. So I think there's a lot of interesting and hopefully at some point productive multi-regional communication happening back and forth.
The director of the Arkansas Economic Development Department, Maria Haley, this week had some comments about concerns she has about the presence of Whirlpool and Mitsubishi in the Fort Smith region.
Right, and she was, she was very honest. And, you know, her overall comments to, she spoke to a group of about 200 economic developers from around Arkansas, and she was very blunt about the economy. She used a word about the economy in public that we can't use on the radio, but it's a negative connotation. So it was interesting to see how honest she was there. But as most folks, especially the readers of the CityWire, know, we've been following Whirlpool, and their employment has just trickled down from about 4,600 in 2006 to less than 1,000 now, And we've heard from a lot of insiders, plant employees, who said, look, they're gearing this thing down to close it. And Whirlpool's denied and denied and denied. But just recently they said, okay, yeah, all right, we're looking at options. We're not sure what we're going to do with the plant. The side-by-side refrigerators we make there, which is a bulk of what we make there, you know, they're not selling well. And then Mitsubishi has legal problems with GE that's delayed potentially delayed, I should say. It's a $100 million wind turbine assembly plant here in Fort Smith. And Maria Haley, who's, as you said, executive director of the AEDC, just said, to some extent, these are outside of our control. These businesses have to make business decisions, and we're in contact with them. You know, that's what she's saying, that they're going to try to work with them as much as they can. She said, and I think she said, we have to respect those business decisions they make, that they're in a free market environment, and sometimes incentives, no matter what a state does or doesn't do, doesn't matter.
The projected date for the completion of the Mitsubishi plant is the first quarter of 2012. That's still what everyone expects?
Yes. I mean, I was just out there a few days ago. The construction is still humming out there. I mean, that is a huge facility coming up out of the ground. It's supposed to start with about 100 employees and gear up to about 400 employees. And these are going to be some of those better high-paying manufacturing jobs. But that's all on hold. And also, you know, Congress is depending on what incentive you're talking about, they're only extending some of these tax breaks or tax incentives for wind power, wind energy, 1 or 2 years out. And so some of these companies that, you know, you don't want to invest $100 million in a full operation if you're not sure that 2 or 3 years from now that the tax incentives to promote the industry go away. So that's also another issue with Mitsubishi.
And some numbers from the Compass report for July of this year have been released. It shows that sales tax collections in Fort Smith, Van Buren, and Greenwood down. Unemployment rates still not where people would like them. Hospitality taxes up, though.
Yes, it's and it's somewhat surprising, the number. You know, I'm almost, you know, you and I've talked before. It gets to the point where I don't want to. I'm tired of writing these economy stories. It seems to be the same old we're one step forward, two steps back kind of thing. But yes, surprisingly, the hospitality industry, now based on hospitality tax collections in Van Buren and Fort Smith, that industry appears to be doing well, holding its own amidst everything else that's not able to hold its own. And I don't know. I've talked to a lot of folks. Most tourism industry officials will say that's just a function of people not having a lot of money. So maybe, you know, folks in around the Fort Smith area, their vacation is in the Fort Smith area, or I think we've heard it termed the staycation, where they don't really go anywhere, but they have a mini vacation in their backyard, so to speak.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers politics, economics, business, and more of the Fort Smith region. Michael, as always, thank you for your time.
Well, you're most welcome, Kyle.